Welcome to Side Hustle City, and thanks for joining us. Our goal is to help you connect to real people who found success turning their side hustle into a main hustle, and we hope you can too. I'm Adam Kaler. I'm joined by Kyle Stevie, my co-host. Let's get started. All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Side Hustle City podcast, and as always, trusty co-host Kyle Stevie.
Yeah.
So Kyle rolled up in here with a Thundercats t-shirt on.
And our guest is like 17.
You might not know what Thundercats is. Thundercats was badass. It was a cartoon. We had four cartoons when we were growing up, and that's it. That's all we got to choose from.
Thundercats was the premium.
Like, yeah, G.I. Joe, Thundercats, Transformers, and My Little Pony. That's what you got to choose from.
Well, He-Man.
Oh, He-Man. Yeah. He-Man. But
Thundercats came after He-Man, and they were kind of like a mix of the guy looked at it and goes, well, I can't do He-Man again because it's already been done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do He-Man characters, but I'm going to make them look like cats.
Yeah, everything in the 80s, every character in a cartoon was just swole.
It was just on cycle after cycle of steroids.
Yeah, they were all like just completely like just too swole, right? Everybody worked out in the 80s in cartoons, apparently.
All right, wherever He-Man was from, every guy there was like Mr. Olympia.
If you wanted to feel bad about yourself, just grow up in the 80s. And you would have felt bad. Like, everybody thought, you know, you had to be like this huge, like absurdly, like gigantic person to be a hero or whatever.
Well, but then you look at the pictures and the guys are like wearing coach's shorts that are like 4-inch inseams and they have like knee-high socks or the tube socks.
Yes.
Not many guys in the 80s touched a weight.
They
didn't look, a lot of those guys didn't look that good.
Well, Jaden Moore is our guest today. Young man, 17 years old, right?
Yep.
17. He's already in one of our other guests, Ash Patel, one of our most popular episodes, because Ash is a beast and everybody wants to hear how they can be the next Ash.
No. He's a savage.
He is a savage. That's a good word.
That's his beast, description of
savage.
He's an
animal.
If you're going to say Ash, it's savage.
Savage. That's his thing. Ash Savage Patel. So he introduced us. And if he introduced you to us, then you must be good. You're doing something right, Jaden.
Thank you. No, I just said Ash is pretty cool.
Yeah, Ash is, he's awesome, man. So you're going to be our young person inspirational podcast episode. That's what this is going to be, because we haven't had anybody under the age of, I don't know, maybe like 25 on our podcast.
I think Nick was probably our youngest one.
Nick was probably our youngest. He's 24, I believe. No, he's 22. Yeah, but he's running for city council. But it sounds like you've got this entrepreneurial spirit. You're actually going to trade school right now you're in a vocational program at school to be a welder.
Right.
That's awesome, man. What kind of welding? Is it arc welding, or what are you doing? What are you learning?
So we are currently learning four different types of welding, TIG, MIG, stick welding, and torch brazing.
What the hell are all those things?
Well, my wife, believe it or not, my wife is a welder. Like, she's learned how to weld.
I didn't realize there's that many types of welding. I just think about you slide, you like flick your mask down.
Like in the movies?
You fire it up and you start melting shit together.
Yeah, like the A-Team, like when they were going to build something. They were just, or MacGyver. Yeah. So that's awesome, man. So
can you explain what those?
Yeah,
what those
explain the differences. Can you explain the differences between them? Do you know? Are you into it that much now?
Yeah. So we'll start out stick welding because that's what we first started on. So stick welding is a metal electrode, and you have something called a stinger, which is like a clamp, and all your electricity flows through the stinger onto the electrode, and there's stuff called, it's like a shield. Oxygen kills welds. So you want the electrode and the shielding gas to protect it. So then there's MIG. MIG is pretty much just like a trigger, and it feeds out wire and it melts the wire into the two pieces of metal that you're welding together. And then there's also TIG. TIG is, you have something called, it's just a torch, and you have a cup and a tungsten. So the tungsten gets really hot and pretty much shocks the metal, and you have filler wire, and it pretty much just melts the water, like the two metals together, and that's just pretty much how it works. That's
dude, you just taught us something. I don't know anything about that.
No, neither do I.
Yeah,
I'd burn the shit out of myself.
You're already smarter than us.
I would take the glass. I would blind myself, and then I would burn myself.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be in trouble. I'd be in real trouble. Yeah,
I'd burn myself a lot.
I bet. Well, one time in school, we were trying to see who the toughest kid in class was. So we had
this is always a great competition to be a part of.
Yeah, yeah. So we had a hot glue gun, and we were putting hot glue on our fingernails individually, like one at a time. So some people, you need to put on one or two nails and they're done, right? They're like, I can't do it anymore. Because that shit burns for like a while because it's on your nail, right? Mm-hmm. So me and this guy, Darius, we got done with all of our nails, right? He's like, let me put it on your hand. And I'm like, all right, I don't care. Well, he was a dick and he just was like, squeezed it. And it all went on my hand. You could see, you might actually be able to see, but there's some discoloration right there because he put hot glue all over my hand and the hot glue melted in with my skin. It sucked. And then I told my art teacher, that's where we were in art class. I told my art teacher, I was like, Mr. Statzer, I think I got to go to the school nurse or whatever because Darius poured hot glue on my hand and melted with my skin.
Oh, you ratted him out?
Yeah, he didn't care, though. He's a Marine. He was like, oh, you'll be all right. Let it cool off. You'll be fine. You don't need to go anywhere. Get back in that seat and draw. Because I'm like, but this is my drawing hand. Like, I can't do anything. This is my drawing hand. So he is old school, man. He wasn't one of those, like, he's going to feel sorry for you because you have sad feelings and it's time for, you know, you need a minute in a safe space or whatever.
Can you do, like, a who's a tougher guy in, like, a welding class, though? Just like, we're going to burn a little bit of your hand.
Yeah, let's not do that. Jaden, never do that. You could actually just leave the class then at that point.
It's always better to lose that competition.
Yeah, I've been there, bro. It's not worth it. So, but yeah, so what got you into welding? What made you, I know there's, you know, the trades and there's, you know, it's a big deal right now. I was actually arguing with some communists this weekend and they were saying that there's no jobs that pay more than $8 an hour. Apparently I didn't know this, you know, I've been out of the job game for a while, but apparently there's no jobs. Okay. According to these people and
jobs everywhere.
Yeah. And the jobs that are out there only pay $6 an hour or something. I don't know what they're making, but anyway, all these people work at Starbucks is what I've come to decide is anyone who's into that, like methodology, that's pretty what, much.
Do you ever get served at Starbucks anymore? Because that's always like your go-to.
Dude, they all work
crap
at,
on them.
Like, dude, they college. All are baristas. And I love coffee. I just can't stand their politics. But they're very negative. I don't know why they're just like fun suckers. Like if you have a great idea and you're like, I'm going to go build a business. They're like, you're a fucking capitalist. You should kill yourself. You're the worst person on earth. You're just going to go take advantage of some other human beings. You know, and it's like, dude, calm down, bro. Like, this is how the world works, you know,
just focus on getting the one squirt of soy latte milk or whatever. I asked to be, I don't ever ask. I get my coffee black and I'm out. They need a coffee line only there too.
Yes.
Cause there's always somebody that's in there and they never know what the hell they're ordering.
Me.
No. Well, they order it and they're like, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? I was like, you're not ordering a steak at Jeff Ruby's, man. Just order a goddamn coffee. So
no, a steak wouldn't even be that difficult to order. Like, it'd be actually pretty easy. But yeah, so I don't know what the deal is with these people. And I think they're the generation ahead of you. Like, they're the older generation right before you, like the Gen Y people. Mm-hmm. I think your generation's actually hardworking and you believe in America and you believe in like business and starting things and doing stuff. Where I think they just gave up when they were like your age and were like, this is fine. I'm just going to do this until I retire. Never. Right. So right. I don't know. I don't know what their deal is. But anyway, I spent about 5 hours arguing with these people and they said, there's no jobs out there. I said, well, what about trades? I said, I just looked up a stat right while I'm arguing with them. I learned things from these conversations, by the way, because all I got to do is look up a Google search, everything they say, and it's pretty much false. So I'm like, oh, okay. Are there any jobs out there in the trades? And it's like, yeah, it said 10,000 electricians retire every year and only 7,000 people go into an electrical program to learn how to be an electrician every year. So now you got 3,000 people. There's a discrepancy right now. And then they're
every year.
Yeah. And I told them this, right? I'm like, look, here's a stat right here. I just sent it, right? And they're like, oh, from your capitalist newspaper, right? Or whatever they say. And then they said, well, you've got to quit your job to do one of these things. And I'm like, no, you don't. They pay you to actually learn. And now you're still in school, so you're probably not getting paid to learn this because you're learning it in school. But do you know anyone else that's going into a trade that may not be in school? Are they, they're paying people to be electricians, to be welders, to be, to actually learn how to do this, right? To be an apprentice, right?
Right. So the school I actually go to learn welding, they have adult classes. So there's people that's 20 years old. There's people that's 50 years old that are going to learn how to do a trade because they're needed.
And you're 17. How do you know this? And grown men, 35 years old, are waiting tables. Yeah, what's going on?
How did you decide to do this? Because the route that you get beat over the head with is, what college are you going to? Have you taken the ACT?
So I first got introduced into like what a trade school was about 2 years ago when my dad was telling me about it. Whenever I first started getting into business and teaching myself about that, that's when I kind of learned about trade schools and how like that would be a good backup plan. Cause I knew for a long time that I didn't want to go to college. It wasn't my thing. School's not my thing at all. So when I decided that I didn't want to go to college, I pretty much just thought to myself, like, I need a backup plan. So this was a good idea to go and learn how to do something with my hands, just in case any of the business stuff falls through. So that's kind of why I went to this school. But then once I started the welding program, I found out that I really love welding. I don't know if that's what I'm going to do, but I found a new passion and a new hobby. So
are you going to are you welding? Like, are you going to try to go into construction, or do you like more of the art side of it? Where you envision yourself as a welder? I mean, obviously as a trade school, you're going to look to go into, working with engineers and contractors, but I didn't know if like on the side you were like Edward Scissorhands with the flamethrowers.
He probably doesn't even know who Edward Scissorhands is.
That reference went over your head too. Damn it.
Yeah. You get real creative with the welding.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff you can do with welding. There's people who do it just for art. They make literal drawings with just welds, and that's awesome. Actually, my senior year, this coming year, I'll be going on job placement, so I won't even have to go to school. I'll be able to actually go and work and make money and get a real world experience.
What is going on in this world? Who are these people that think they can't find work out here? You're just gonna get out of high school and boom, you're working.
No, he's not even getting out of high school.
Yeah, he's still working while he's in high school.
The senior year is going to get paid to go burn shit and meld it together.
What?
That's awesome.
He's not afraid of hard work.
The only thing he's missing is getting to play with fireworks.
I know. Yeah. Oh, boy. So what else? So what? Okay. So you mentioned. Okay. So off the communist topic.
You can't do it.
I get on these things, right? And this is fresh in my mind, too, because it was this week.
We could talk about this for the next 5 hours. I agree with everything you're saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, and this is fresh in my mind, too, because they frustrated me so much. You mentioned, hey, I did this as a backup. So you wanted to have a hard skill where did you learn this? Like, I mean, are your parents entrepreneurs? Did this just come to you because you're like, hey, look, I want to do better for myself. What else is out there? And you started doing research. Like, how did you come to the realization that, hey, I want to be an entrepreneur, but I need a hard skill as a backup in case it doesn't work out?
When I realized that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, it really just kind of, like, it clicked. There's a lot of people who want to be entrepreneurs because it's the cool thing to do, but that's not really why I wanted to do it. I would see, like, for example, my parents or other people that I know come home from work and just talk about how they hate it. And I didn't want that. And I realized that at such a young age.
Yes.
So that's awesome. So I started my videography business 2 years ago when I was 15. And about that time I started reading, I started listening to podcasts. I was doing everything I can to just learn how to get out of this rat race. And it's paying off right now.
You weren't even in the rat race and you were already trying to figure out how to get out of the rat race because, okay. So some people, believe it or not, when I did my DNA test, there is actually a gene that determines whether or not you learn from your mistakes or not, right? So, or you learn from other people's mistakes. So I'm the one that learns from everybody's mistakes. Like, there's some people that don't learn from anything, right? It's a genetic thing. And they took it out of the test. It used to be in 23andMe. And they took it out probably because some people were like, wait a minute, whoa, is that why I'm a bum? So, like, that, I think that's what it was. I think the wokey woke people were like, you got to take that out. People shouldn't know about that. But if I was on the other end of that spectrum, right, if I was one of the people that kept screwing up and, you know, recidivism rates are really high with, like, people who go to prison, right? They get out and they end up doing the same thing over and over again. They may have this gene that essentially says, do it again. Do it again. It's fine. Do it again. You won't get caught this time. Do it again.
Oh, yeah. Like
yeah.
Inability to control your impulses.
But you also don't look at other people and say, hey, I don't want to be that dude, right? I don't want to be that guy. Jaden, you're 17. You looked at your parent or you looked at adults and you're not even in the rat race, but they are. So you have the ability to look at other people and say, I don't want that for myself.
Right.
That's amazing. See, I don't think a lot. I think it's you're either born with it or you're not sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, it was innate for him. Nobody taught him that. It was just
The stars were aligned somehow when you were born and you got the right DNA mix or something happened, man.
And he used a scientific method and was kind of like,
yeah,
all right, I'm looking at this group of people and their lives suck and I don't want to have my life suck. So I'm going to investigate other ways to live my life.
Well, and please tell me school sucks. Like, do you also think that school is a waste of your time?
Oh, I hate school.
Trade
school is, vocational school is so much better because they treat you like an adult. It's, everything is just straightforward. You go there, you work, you leave. It's not sit in a classroom for 7 hours and learn how to memorize stuff that you're going to forget 2 weeks later.
Or it's never
the
use.
Best thing ever.
Yeah. See, so there's a book. I don't know if you ever read it. It's called The Millionaire Mind. Have you ever read that book?
I have not.
There's a book. So The Millionaire Mind was the first one. The Millionaire Mindset was the second one. And I read that when I was still in high school, The Millionaire Mind, the first one. And it said in the book, like 70% of people who end up millionaires grow up poor. But it also said a majority of millionaires were C students and they did not like school.
I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Right. I have a bunch of stuff saved on Instagram that I would just like send to my mom. And just like examples of that, of like other entrepreneurs and stuff saying that learning other stuff is important and school's not everything. And it's kind of just like, I could go on and on about the school system and how messed up it is, but
are you tired of feeling lost in the world of trading and investing? Get informed and inspired with the Talking Trading podcast. I'm Louise Bedford, and I'll help you navigate the markets like a pro. Tune in each week and subscribe now at talkingtrading.com.au or on your favorite podcast app, or check out the link in the show notes. Talking Trading, this is how traders excel.
Yeah, just do your best. Like, I mean, that's what I did. I mean, I sucked at school. I graduated 271. And my senior year, I got a 3.8. So I still graduated 271. So that tells you how bad my, like, freshman, sophomore, and junior years were. But I also lived in gangland, and I had nowhere to freaking study. And you couldn't even go outside. You couldn't even walk to the library without getting jumped. So I had those problems. But at the same time, I didn't care about it. Like, nothing in school was interesting. I would sit in class, and 40 minutes would go by. And I would essentially zone out the entire time.
Well, I think he's got the opposite problem because he's, I mean, judging by the background, he lives in a pretty nice place.
Well, you're on vacation right now, aren't you? Or are you somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so you're on vacation. He's on vacation. Yeah.
He's on vacation in a pretty nice place.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he's got the typical, like, parents are coming down, like,
supportive.
Yeah. They're supportive, but they're also pushing, like, why aren't you doing this? This is the path to success. This is, like, the safe way. This is the way you're supposed to do it.
And actually, my stepdad's a principal. So that is just like,
Hey, not I don't want to get your principal stepdad. I don't want him coming to my place.
Go to college and stuff like that. And I'm super colleges and everything. There's different routes. So,
well, here's what they
sometimes
don't.
Sometimes we butt heads.
Yeah, but here's what they don't appreciate or understand. And then this is what I have. This is a fight that I have with my wife because I grew up with a dad who was an my dad was an electrician as a side job because he was a firefighter, and then he got laid off at General Electric's fire department. So then he had, he fell back into being an electrician again. And my brother's a pipe fitter, so the trades are in our family. I try to tell Allison, and I'm sure you try to tell your parents. This isn't like a kid that's not going to go to college and then is like living in his basement and you're in our basement until he's 25 and then probably until he's 35 or 45. They're getting a continued education. That's all college is a continued education. It's to show that you can finish something. Well, guess what? An apprenticeship is the same exact thing because when you become you got to work to become a journeyman. And once you attain the journeyman status, then you can pretty much start your own company, and that's when you can really start to rake in money.
Well, I will say this about college.
Debt.
College is definitely a social experiment in a way.
Yeah.
It's a way to help you build your critical thinking.
Yes.
I think a lot of what you learn in college is how to question things, right? And you learn that not just from the teachers and the principal or the professors. You also learn from other students because everyone comes from different backgrounds and you learn to challenge things. And that's why when there's protests and stuff, you see a lot of college students because they're the ones who are like, we're going to change the world. We don't have a plan, but we're going to do it, right? And we're going to start by breaking windows. Like, that's essentially like... Everybody's like that, but everybody's like young and full of vigor and wants to do something different. And, they want to change things because they see these injustices. But I think that's what you deal with when you go to college. You start dealing with these different ways of thinking. Right. And also in your studies, you learn examples of things. But it sounds like you've been curating examples of successful people and successful ideas on your own. Just by getting on like YouTube and Insta and stuff like that, you're just like, you're finding things that you connect to in this world. And a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people are simply reliant on the system to give them things, right? They're reliant on the system.
That's the downside of going to college is that you're going there for the sole purpose of getting a system job.
Yeah.
Unless you become... Let's say he owns his own welding company after he becomes a journeyman. Probably be wise to go back to college just for the sake of learning how to successfully run, your books and how to potentially grow organically through NKU has a really good entrepreneur program, things like that to learn how to do the organizational side of it.
Well, I'll tell you this too, Jaden. So a lot of colleges, depends on the program you go into, but there are a lot of, I'm going to tell you, just trained Marxist professors. And what I've heard,
it always comes back to communism.
It's a dude. I'm telling you, they will try to get you in their little sad group of we can't do anything and we're helpless and we're all victims. Like, you don't want to fall into that group because those people are bums.
I don't think he has to worry about it.
No. See, this is what I'm saying, though. Your mindset is already way ahead of what you are a positive thinker. You're a person that says, hey, I can do this, but I need a plan. Right. So you're like, hey, look, I can be an entrepreneur. I know I've got what it takes to be an entrepreneur, but I'm also going to have this hard skill welding that I know. And you can do that, make money, and then leverage that money. If you're smart about saving, you're probably also, tell me you're frugal. Tell me you like hate spending money on things.
Oh, I don't eat out. All my friends go out and eat out. I don't like spending money.
Yes. That's my teach Cayman Elijah.
Dude, if I ever have a son, like day. This is going to be like what I want my kid to talk about. Like if I was your stepdad, I'd be like, wow, dude, this is awesome. It's, like you're a free thinker.
He's the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
That's what makes it stand out.
You're like, I'm not going to spend money on that dumb stuff. Like that's crazy. Like, oh, brand new car, even though I did just buy a new car, but I'm about to put it on Turo and make money off of it. See, that's how I'm going to do it. But the thing is like, people do not know how to delay gratification, Jaden. And I don't know if you know this, but people want everything right now. New pair of J's come out. I got to get them. $350, right? For what?
How much?
What are those doing for you? I mean, are you going to put them in a box and sell them 10 years later for $600?
$350?
Dude, I don't even know how much J's are anymore. Like, I remember when I was a kid, they were two something.
Yeah, my dad's bit of advice was I wanted to get Mike Jordans for basketball because that was going to fix my inability to jump. I was sure of it. But he said, if it costs over $100, it better require gas or a mortgage or else you ain't getting it. Because there was absolutely no chance that my brothers and I were getting shoes that were more than like $55.
Oh, dude, we had all of the ghetto shoes, dude. And nowadays, I just TJ Maxx is my spot. Ross, TJ Maxx, any kind of discount type stuff. Like, and then I'm going there. It's already cheap. I'm going to the clearance rack. Like, I got this right here, this shirt in Miami. When I was down in Miami, I went down there with just like barely anything.
You do kind of look a little bit like Macklemore.
A little Macklemore. But $5, I think this was. $4.99 or something like that off the rack. Boom, $4.99 on clearance.
Works the same as a $40 shirt.
I wear it. It covers up my man boobs and I'm good. So that's it. That's what I need. So, Jaden, what entrepreneurial things do you want to accomplish? Like, what have you got your eyes set on? Is it in the trade space? Do you want to create a welding business? Do you want to do something completely different? I know you mentioned your photography and everything, which is welding, hard skill, blue collar type stuff, photography, more creative. So, I mean, it seems like you're using both sides of your brain here.
Yeah. So the welding thing is actually, like I said, it's just a backup. I like doing it, but it's a backup. So I probably won't do that after high school. My videography company is taking off pretty good right now. So my plan is to scale that and just keep scaling up and keep growing it.
Dude, you notice how he tried to sell us at the beginning of this? We were talking about how we want to put these on video at some point and stick them on YouTube. He's like, I can help you with that. See, that's the attitude, man. You're a hustler. You're like a born hustler. I'm like blowing his head up here, man. We need to tell him something bad about himself.
Have you ever been to St. Louis?
Actually, I have.
Have you ever been to the City Museum?
No, I haven't.
If you ever go back, you need to go to the City Museum and take your camera because it plays right with what your like two passions are. The City Museum is what I wish Cincinnati would do. They took an abandoned warehouse, and it's not too far from the Arch. They took this abandoned warehouse, and they took all this scrap metal and all this junk, and they turned it into like a playground, and they welded all this. I mean, it's incredible. It's a 15-story warehouse. It's got stuff on the roof. They have these awesome slides. It has a bus with a glass bottom that goes out over the corner on the 15th story. So you're looking down, has a Ferris wheel that goes over. It's got a 15 story spinning, like a slide that goes in a loop, 15 stories down. It's got an aquarium in it, but they took basically what looks like sculptures and they made it into like a awesome amusement park. Adults can climb on this stuff. On the outside, they have a bunch of sculptures and they go up 10 stories. So you can climb outside 10 stories up in these metal structures that have been welded together. I think you would like it take your camera and check it out.
Yeah. So what is, give us a sense. So you're going to do this thing with your photography business. Sounds like you're already rocking and rolling. You're doing weddings in other kinds of events. Are those through connections that you have through family connections right now? Is that how you're getting introduced to these things?
So, like I said, 2 years ago when I first started, my first wedding was to actually my sister's best friend. So she let me shoot her wedding for cheap. And what I did is after I shot that wedding, I ended up booking like six weddings like right after that because everyone loved it. So ever since then, the whole wedding thing kind of took off. And then I started trying to get into the more commercial promotional video type stuff. And eventually I got into real estate videography and photography. And now I pretty much shoot everything.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. Real estate stuff, because you're always going to have listings. So and people are always going to get married. So you're going to have constant flow of business. Mm-hmm. All the time. Right. What's your, so see, this is how your network is your net worth. Right? Even a young person can reach out to family members. But if you know how to leverage those opportunities into additional opportunities, which it sounds like that's what you did. And then you went into an adjacent market. You started in weddings and then you said, hey, there's a gap in this real estate photography thing that I can get into. Who introduced you to the real estate photography? Do you have a realtor in your life, or how did that work? How did you discover the real estate photography?
So I discovered the real estate photography and videography thing in my videography online course that I take. So that's kind of how I got introduced to the whole real estate videography thing and realized that like video is way better than photo. So I need to start trying to book some video tours.
So are you doing drone work too?
Yep. I'm a licensed drone pilot.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So wait a minute. So how did you buy the equipment?
That was the biggest struggle as a 15-year-old, not having any money. It was hard. So I bought my first camera to make YouTube videos. I used to want to be a vlogger when I was 13. So I bought a camera, just a little point and shoot camera for $500. I saved up everything I had. I did a few videos with that. And then people started wanting some dirt bike riding videos, because I grew up around the whole motocross community and dirt bike racing community. And they started wanting me to take pictures and do videos of them. So I did that, and I would charge $20. And after I did all those little jobs, I got a little bit more money. So I invested back into myself and I bought a nicer camera. And for the past 2 years, I've just been investing everything that I make right back into the company, trying to get bigger stuff. And now I have pretty much everything I need to shoot a movie.
Wow. How much investment are we talking about? What do you think you've invested in equipment over the years?
Camera stuff's really pricey. So I'd say somewhere around $35,000 that I put directly right back into my company that I made. Last year was my first year that I really started taking off, booking a ton of weddings, making an actual income. But I put everything right back into my company. And this year is actually my first year that I'm taking some profits. I've got everything I need. I have all my overhead. I'm starting to profit now. So
do you have a girlfriend?
I do.
Damn, there goes your profits.
There goes it all.
My girlfriend's mom she's a realtor. So, and she has a really entrepreneurial mindset.
Damn,
so.
Tapping the girlfriend's mom for business though. Oh, I like it, dude. It's just every connection he has. He's like, yo, I got this business, by the way. If you ever need anybody, here you go. I like it, man.
So she's really smart. She teaches me a lot about business as well. So she's kind of like a mentor.
I love it, man. So 35 grand you put into this equipment. That's impressive. 15 years old. You're 17 now. You started when you're 15. You're 17 now. You made enough money to buy $35,000 worth of audio video equipment.
Yeah. Most 17-year-olds would have had a car. That's what they would have wasted their money on. And he's.
Or who knows, just clothes, dumb shit.
I would have at 17 would have wasted a lot of it on beer and Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah. Well, when we were kids too, Jaden, we didn't have the YouTube. We didn't have IG. We didn't have influencers. No. I mean, I every day I go home and I watch YouTube. I watch crypto videos.
I'm just talking about being a teenager and always worrying about if you're at a party, you have a bad, you're having a bad night. It could go viral in your little community.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of scary. Or you get canceled because you're a business person and you're doing well for yourself. There's people out there who suck and they get mad about that for some reason. But anyway, so Jaden, we didn't have all these opportunities. We had the card catalog at the library. You literally had to go down to the library. I had to get on a bus, in Price Hill, go downtown to the card catalog and dig through the card catalog to find a book on a subject, right? Or ask the librarian, right? Or whatever. We couldn't just get online and learn stuff. So you can, which is awesome. Like, there's so much out there essentially teach you. Like, you could get an MBA just watching YouTube practically. Like, you can learn just as much from that as you can actually going to class every day. So you're actually very, very lucky, but it sounds like you're taking advantage of that. I think there's a lot of people who take the fact that you've got all this information at your fingertips. They take that for granted. How many kids out there your age that you know are like you?
Not many that I personally know. There's some that I know of from like social media and stuff like that, but none that I really know.
How many kids do you know that are launching their own businesses? Like personally, how many kids? How many kids do you know? Like, do you think you know pretty well?
I don't know. I've met a lot of people throughout the past few years of doing this. So I 100, 200 maybe that I know.
So I'd say out of 100, 200 people, there's probably 1% of them who have the same desire that you have. I would just guess, because that's just like a general number that people talk about, right? And a lot of these kids that are going to your school, you, because of your motivation and what you can do, you're going to start businesses in the future, I would guess, right? As long as you stay away from all the bad shit. Drugs, don't get anybody pregnant when you're like 18, 19, stay away from that. You know, don't fall into the like communist crowd, like typical stuff, right? You can just avoid, right? But you've already got this mindset at 17. That's just only going to keep building and building and building. But at some point, all these people who didn't want to start a business, who wanted to just spend their money on dumb shit or whatever, they're going to be working for you. Like, these are people that, I mean, but keep an eye on them, because they're going to grow up with these guys, right? But some of them have skills that you're going to need for some of your businesses. So you being the motivated person out of the group, it's in a way, entrepreneurialism is a responsibility in a way. It's like a responsibility to society. You are a creator. You are a producer. And it's our responsibility to essentially provide everyone else with a livelihood. And people don't think about that, right?
We're the employers.
You are the employer, right? And you take care of people and you just make sure you treat people right. And if you treat people right, then they're going to tell people and you'll be more successful than your competitors who may not be treating people right. So, you know, there is a responsibility there to be good to your employees or whatever. And just keep that in mind as you grow your businesses. But I mean, it sounds like you got your head on straight, Jaden. Do you ever talk to other kids about this stuff? And do you try to say, hey, man, it's not, you know, just watch some YouTube videos and this is what I do and maybe save your money and don't spend it on stupid stuff. Do you ever talk to other kids like that? Do you ever like try to mentor?
Yeah, I actually try to motivate a lot of my friends to actually just not necessarily be an entrepreneur, but to have a more frugal lifestyle, how to manage their money better. Like I said, a lot of my friends, they're constantly going out to eat. They're constantly just doing stuff like that. And I'm just not like that.
Yeah, those are going to be the people that are going to be mad at you for being successful in the future. And then they're going to wonder why things didn't work out for them. And then they're going to blame the system. That's what's going to happen. So just be prepared for that. There's going to be haters. But then you just use those haters as fuel. It's like hater fuel.
So I would also, having spoken with Adam here for the last 35 minutes, would probably want to stay off social media too. You might be a little bit happier doing that.
Yeah, use social media. No, use it, man.
Use it. Use it. But Adam loves to get into it with people.
See, I can get into it with people because there ain't shit they can do to me. Because you know what I'll do? I'll just leave. I'll go retire in Bali tomorrow. I don't care, right? But I've already done it. You know what I'm saying? You're in growth mode right now, bro. Like, you're trying to build, right? You're building your brand. You're building all this stuff. Keep your head low. You know, don't get involved in the political stuff, you know, because that's only going to create enemies, right? But, you know, you want to be a positive person. If you have negativity, brush it off, right? Like, brush off the haters. You don't even worry about that, right? Use them as fuel, though. And I'm sure you kind of do that. Do you ever have people who are, you know, they hear about your success potentially, maybe through other people. Do they get mad? Like, do you have anybody who's kind of like, you can tell they're a little jealous of what you got and what you've done?
Oh yeah, 100%. When I first started getting into the whole videography, photography thing, I had a lot of just like, even people that were my friends, so-called, they would be like, that's stupid. Why would you, like, taking pictures is dumb. Like, don't do that. That's like, you're never going to make a living doing
clowns?
That.
Like, so
I had a lot of that. And I kind of just kept doing it. I just pushed right through them and now we're here. So,
well, see, everybody that tells you it's stupid, those are people that aren't doing it. At least, okay, don't, then right. You don't do it. I won't have a competitor. Right. That's cool. But like,
you know, you know how many kids that kind of stuff, though, it stops them from doing it. So it takes a lot of intestinal fortitude, especially at the age of 15, to really keep going and battling through it, so that when you're 17, you can be like, see, guys, I told you, it's not that hard. You just got to keep working.
It's not just the market that's going to challenge you. It's not competitors necessarily that are going to challenge you. It's naysayers.
It's the people that are closest to you.
Exactly. Yep. It's people that are close to you, right? That are going to be your naysayers. They're going to be just as, you're going to have to overcome that as much as you are a new competitor in your space. Right. Mentally, right? And anyone that I know who's been successful with business shrugs it all off. Okay. Well, then you don't do it. I'm going to just keep going at it. I'm just going to keep doing my thing. And I'm telling you, anything you put enough time and energy into, you're going to learn. Even if they think it's stupid, it's because they haven't thought about it enough, right? They haven't like dug into it enough, right? They haven't figured out, right, hey, I'm going to carve a niche right here. But because you're doing it so much, you're going to deal with failure, right? And that's good, because every time you deal with failure, you're like, okay, so this didn't work out. So, okay, maybe that's right, not the market I need to target. Maybe I need to target this market over here. Or the more people you meet, because everybody's going to know Jaden Moore, photographer. Oh, he's a wedding photographer. Oh, I wonder if he can do my corporate event photography. Oh, of course he can, right? And then you go to the corporate event, mm-hmm, thing, you meet five or six other potential customers. You bring your business cards with you. And you're creating, this is what you're doing, Jaden, and I don't even know if you know this. You're creating yourself opportunities to network. Your job is making you money. Your hustle is making you money, but it's also building, it's also giving you the opportunity to network with future customers.
Well, I mean, at 17, you're right, networking with Osh.
Oh, and Osh, you're already,
and
yeah.
Osh, and I reached Osh knows out, everybody.
I reached out to Osh because he just started his restaurant, Gracious Feast. And I reached out to him, offering him 50% off for a commercial. And that's when he pretty much said, like, hey, like, let's set up a call. I told him a little bit about myself. And then now we're here. I know you guys now. And
hey, I need a video for my co-working. I need a video for my co-working space. You can come in here and do a video for me too, while you're at it.
I checked out the CoverWorks website and everything. It's awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man.
We got one for you. Can you direct commercials?
Mm-hmm.
Can you produce commercials?
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So our next business venture, it seems like we're going to have to put it off till next spring, but we're going to need three commercials. It's for our dump trailer company.
You know what a dump trailer is? For like landscapers, yep, and roofers.
I watched this episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Take a dump.
Listen to it.
Take a dump trailer.
So you know the premise of my commercial then is we're going to have a lot of catchy shit in it, and then it's going to make people laugh. Like, I want a commercial that's so kind of purposely cheesy.
I was listening. I was dying out loud. I thought it was an awesome idea.
Yeah, I just envision it being like the cheesiest, like on purpose, cheesiest commercial of all time that people get on YouTube, and it gets a million views because people are like, they're doing what? This is the dumbest thing I've ever, but I can't stop watching it.
Yeah. And we need some like young creativity. We need like, cause you know, comedy, like our comedy is probably stupid to young people. We're like, ho, ho, ho. And they're like, man, what a corny dude that is. So we need like young comedy.
You're also going to need welders to weld the trailers.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause we could always do, yeah, we may want to alter the trailer somehow.
Pimp them out.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Cause we do have a, yeah. So what we want to do is, and I don't know if you watch it, but there's a guy down in Georgia. I think you probably heard this on the episode, but the guy's making $50,000 a year renting out these dump trailers. And he's got five of them. Mm-hmm. So he's making $250 a year. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, man, we have all these like real estate people on our podcast that are always talking about, hey, you go out and you buy a house and this is what you're going to make. So you buy a four family, cost you $200,000. You know, you put $20,000 down, right? Or $40,000. If you're already an investor, you're going to have to put 20%. So you put 40% down, $40,000. You could buy four dump trailers for $40,000. If you got four dump trailers, you're making $40,000 or $50,000.
We can actually get six.
Well, I'm just saying, this is the example I'm using.
Just taking a dump.
Yeah, just take a dump. Look, you take a dump into your bank account is what you're doing. So you're making $50,000 a year gross off of each one of these trailers you put. You spent just the same amount of money up front as you would have put on a down payment for a four family. But on the four family, you're maybe making $2,000 a month profit.
Or we take that money that we made that year, and then we have take a dump properties, and I don't know if we want to do take a dump properties, but we take that money, we roll it into rentals.
Yeah, we totally could. But why would we? We just buy more dump trailers. Unless there's
have to deal with people tenants. Screwing your
this
shit.
This is
up.
What I'm saying, Jaden. Look, like, the opportunity cost of money. Look it up, that term, opportunity cost of money. Do I take my $40,000 and buy a four family that's going to make me $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year? Or do I buy four dump trailers? I don't have a loan on them. I purchase them straight up and I make $200,000 a year. Mm-hmm. I'd rather do that. And then I don't have tenants.
Right.
And I'll have property taxes.
Right.
I got four dump trailers I got.
Cash flow. It's still cash flow. So
a major cash flow. Yeah. So, exactly. You know, and then you connect with people and boom, boom, boom. But anyway, you're going to do our commercial.
People are going to want to like be a franchise too.
That's true.
Because it's such a catchy name.
Yeah.
Like people, you did a great job with that one, by the way.
Weren't we just sitting here on the podcast when we came up with it?
Something along those lines. No, you thought about it before, and I had you say it publicly, and I was like, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's like two men in a truck. Like, that's so catchy.
But two men in a dump.
Yeah, two men in a dump. But like that, it's that catchy lingo. What's the name of your videography company?
Jaden Moore Productions.
See, that sounds elegant. I like that.
When your name's cool, like you got like an easy name to remember.
Yeah.
You know,
like Kyle Stevie.
Yeah, I was kind of going for the elegant style.
Yeah, dude.
It definitely is. Like you try to do Kyle Stevie Productions and it sounds like just public access. Just terrible.
No, but your name sounds like money. Like it sounds like a real, like legit type business and fancy. Like,
well, the first name Jaden, I think is what, like that.
Yeah.
That's a cool
name. Well, my name, they would misspell. My last name, they would misspell. Adam Kohler. Well, Kaler, but everybody thinks it's Kohler. But I'd have to pronounce it Kohler for them to spell it correctly.
Oh, like the toilets.
Yeah. No, not like but that. No, I got an E and we didn't do the umlaut. Then I explain how German language works and it's a pain in the butt. So anyway, well, Jade, man, this is awesome, bro. Like, yeah, we're definitely going to have you come out, take a look at the CoveWork space and see what you think about maybe doing a video. I might want to like clean up the landscaping and stuff before you do it. But yeah, we could totally, I'd love to get a drone shot too of like where we are in reference to downtown Cincinnati. And I got a rooftop. You can get up there and you can take the drone and launch it from the rooftop or something. But also, Kyle's got a building coming up here pretty soon. They're working on now and they're doing a bunch of rehab work to it. And how far along is that?
Not far enough. I have to talk to the guys about getting something for that too, so we can get some people to actually go and start more companies come in because it'll be office space. We need actual businesses. I mean, we talked, we get so many people kicking tires, but till that elevator gets in and next month, nobody really seems to be serious about it. But we got a rooftop restaurant. We got that restaurant bar that's signed its lease and it's already ripping through the roof. I haven't shown you you see the footage of that?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw it. I saw it when you posted on Facebook.
Yeah. So I didn't realize there was that much space between where the flooring was at and now like where it's at. It's like 4 feet, 3 feet deep down.
Yikes. Or something like that. Well, Jaden, another thing, man. Alcohol is expensive. So even when you turn 21, like do you realize how much money I've saved not drinking and doing drugs? Like my dad did drugs for everybody. He's like the biggest drug addict in probably the history of Cincinnati. So he did 4,000 hits of acid. I don't know how much other stuff, heroin, everything, you name it. So he told me one time, he was like, Adam, he was like, I'm proud that you're not drinking. And he didn't raise us. So he was a, you know, illegitimate or he just never paid child support or anything, but we're cool now. But he's like, you know how much money you probably save not drinking and doing drugs? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, probably a couple $100,000. And I'm like, probably more than that, Walt. I think the price of drugs has gone up since you were in this, since the 60s or whatever. But like, that's another thing. When you're a business owner and stuff, you hear a lot of these people and they like, they're positive about like getting a business going and everything else, but then they end up drinking up their profits or, you know, getting all high on life because they're successful and they get this thing in their head where they're the most awesome person in the world or whatever. You just want to stay humble, man. Like, stay humble, stay low key, you know, build behind the scenes, you know, you grow in silence, you know, but, you know, share your business stuff on social, be proud of what you're accomplishing, but, you know, just stay away from
when
the BS,
man. Business, you need to discipline yourself, but even after your business is successful, you still need to discipline yourself.
Your business is going to be your life. It's going to be your life. Like, you're going to eat, breathe, sleep, have dreams about your business, right? And the way you treat yourself, the way you treat your body, the way you treat the things you drink, the things you eat, everything, that's going to be reflective on your business, man. So, you know, and, you know, I wouldn't throw college out the door. I think, you know, doing the arc welding thing's good, but I think one thing that you're going to probably get out of college, if you do decide to go to college, is you're going to meet a lot of people. You're going to network with people that are taking that next step in their life, and they're going to go then become business people, or they may work at a 9-to-5, but those are your future customers that you're going to network with, you know?
I think the best way to do it for him, since he's already got welding in the background, is to do it as a la carte and not have to take geology or geography or
go take classes, intro
to some country's studies, and like actually take business classes that are going to help him with
Cincinnati State, man, I'm telling you, I know a lot of people that did their first 2 years at Cincinnati State because it's like half the price of UC. And then those credits transfer to Northern Kentucky University. They transfer to UC. They transfer to Xavier. And then you can finish your last 2 years out there if that's what you choose to do. I'm not telling you, you know, college is the thing.
UC Claremont's pretty cost efficient.
But you're right. Yeah. I mean, there's micro degrees you can get now, too. Like, there's tons. I got my commercial real estate certificate from Cornell. And it took me maybe a year or whatever to get it. And it was like $2,500 or something like that. They had a deal during Christmas time, but I actually learned a lot, you know, cause I own a commercial building. So I said, hey, I better go get a certificate in commercial real estate development. So I went and did that. So you can also get micro degrees just to continue to learn more and more and get credentials behind you. But Kyle is right. A lot of companies though, if you ever decide you do want to work for somebody that's outside of the welding thing, they just use that as a filter. They use the 4-year degree as a filter. Like, did this guy actually go through and finish something? Right.
But he has he's going to have a different, you know, whatever resume. I was going to use the Latin and I forgot about it. He's got to have a different resume than the typical person that didn't go to high school. He's going to say, no, I was in a trade school and I ran my own company as successful. Like, here are my figures. Here are my numbers.
Yeah.
Hopefully he never has to.
Or you get an associate's degree from Cincinnati State in like construction management or something like that. That'd be cool. That's a good skill to have, I think.
The goal is next year is to just scale up and really not have to do any of that. Just continue to scale this videography business and keep growing and potentially automate it and
see where that goes, man. I mean, that's your dream, right? Like, you don't want to force yourself into something you don't want to do or that's going to take away from your growth. I mean, that's 4 years of growth right there. I mean, if you go to college, I mean, you're going to be busy in college. Like, it's not going to be like, oh, I'm going to dick around like all week. Maybe I'll study for 2 days out of the week. No, you study, right? Like, that's what I learned when I went to college. Like, this isn't high school anymore. Like, I gotta do it, right?
Well, especially for him, because he's going to have to run his business around his class schedule and his study schedule too.
Yeah, it's true. But you got it, man. You got the energy.
I'm super slammed.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Well, congratulations on everything, Jade. And I'm pumped for you, man. You're
thank you.
You know, this is awesome, man. You are an example that I wish a lot of other young people would take. I mean, I'm going to start pointing to you, man. I'm going to follow you. And then whenever I hear somebody complaining, I'm going to just be like, look at this kid, 17, 18, however old you'll be at the time. I was like, look at what he's accomplished. And you're sitting here crying because your boss won't pay you an extra $2 an hour. Like, why do you have a boss? Look at this kid. Kyle, you got anything you want to say?
Yeah, share this on your, speaking of social media, share this on your social media outlets so that more people can learn from you. And also, I'll tell you, if you do that, I think that you also will have a side hustle as a consultant, because you're going to have a lot of young people that don't want to talk to old bastards like ourselves.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, those guys are too old. They're out of touch. We don't like them.
Create a course. Sell it for $29.99 and sell 10 million of them.
Listen to Steve. I can't pronounce his last name, but it was his episodes, like three episodes prior to this. And he's got a course that can help you become
Mastriani.
Yeah. He's selling a course that can help you like learn how to be a subject matter expert. So you can be like the teenage entrepreneur, like guru. And that'll make you a lot of side money too. Right.
And thanks for being on the podcast. And again, have fun on your vacation, man, and keep building. And let us know, man. Once you get to a certain level, man, just keep letting us know how you're doing, man. And if there's anything we can share, if I can put on my social media, like, hey, videography, whatever, send us some stuff. Send us some material we can share.
All righty, I will.
Awesome, man. And I'll be reaching out about CovWorks. I want some video work done.
All right, we'll stay in touch.
Well, have a good one, man.
See you, Jaden. Awesome.
See you, Jaden.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Side Hustle City. Well, you've heard from our guests. Now let's hear from you. Join our community on Facebook, Side Hustle City. It's a group where people share ideas, share their inspirational stories, and motivate each other to be successful and turn their side hustle into their main hustle. We'll see you there, and we'll see you next week on the show. Thank you. Ooh, 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 ooh